we left off yesterday, we talked a little bit about the Zman HaTzitzis. So we mentioned that we passed in the view of Rabbi Shimon, we passed in Katana, who says that lying is Zman HaTzitzis. But we didn't have 100% clarity as to what that means, that Machlokes is Am in the Rosh. Is that a function of the Tzus? Is that a function of the time? Exactly. But the Halacha, we have to always be Chayshus of both. So we're not going to make a Bracha in HaTzitzis unless it's both Tzus Yom Bayom. And that is a major, major question, which is not just a Maisa question, really a Lomish question, as to how exactly do you define Laila for these purposes? Let's say, within the view of the Rambam, that Laila is part from Tzitzis, what is the meaning of Laila for this halacha? So there's a Magen Avraham, which is Tzitzis, as a startling statement. Magen Avraham writes that if you put on Tzitzis during Ben HaShmashos, you can make a bracha. It's okay. Make a bracha with tzitzis. But the Rambam doesn't just say it theoretically; he says it with ma'isa, and it becomes particularly relevant on Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, we have the minhag that we put on a talis gadol right before Kol Nidrei. Some people schlep at the shul a little bit too late, come rolling in a few minutes after Shkia. Rabbi, come on, can I make a bracha l'sa'atei patzitzis? It's after Shkia, it's with Hashmashos. So the Rambam says yes. What pshat of the Magen Avraham? I don't give you the alumnus of the Magen Avraham. Why do you think you could say a bracha? Yeah, we follow the view of the Rambam. We don't make brachas unless we're sure that we're chayav and tzitzis. Isn't it better shlosh is a suffix? But right, we have to make a bracha.
Because it's
based
on a
nisim,
so in
Ben Shemashos
you can say
nisim. Oh, very good. So you're saying what I think is the correct pshat. There's some Magen Avraham, I think, saying a very questionable pshat of the Magen Avraham. Someone is saying, you know what, you can make a bracha on it?
It's
a sphinx. Maybe the Rosh is right, and maybe the Rambam's right, and even if there's some of the Rambam's right, what's only a suffix, whether it's Laila or not. That's a very difficult pshat. If you look at the Magen Avraham, it doesn't sound like it. Sounds the more correct way the Magen Avraham is. When Avraham said that there is Vadai, that during Ben HaShemashos, the Maisi can still sing. So what's the Magen Avraham telling us? It's a very long Mishnah Berurah. He's saying that when the Torah says, at least according to the view of the Rambam, that Tzitzis applies beyond the over Laila, that's not really what the Torah says. This is not there's not a demarcation between day and night like other areas of Halacha. This is a demarcation between a Zman Ri'ya versus a non-Zman Ri'ya. If you have a time on the clock where the Maisi are able to see, even though halachically it may be a suffix Laila, that is still going to be Chayav and Tzitzis with Torah's Vaday. So we say the best raya you can see if the Shkia is the law. I don't know what the law is there. So the law, and I think in most states in America, when do you have to put your lights on for driving?
Dusk.
When is that?
Six.
So I think, if I'm not mistaken, you have 30 minutes after sunset. Now, it's very foolish to do that because the lights are very hard to see at that point. So I'm not recommending to turn your lights on only then. But I think the Ikra did. The cop can't give you a ticket. It took 30 minutes after Shkia, so hold like the Magen Avraham. It still was Zman Ri'ya. Tachlis, even though it's a suffix Laila, it still seems to be Zman Ri'ya. So, I'm going to ask you the following question. According to the Magen Avraham, here a little bit of background to appreciate this question. What was your question to the Magen Avraham? There's a Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim that says that women are obligated in the midst of Bikurim to bring first fruits to basically fish. So there's a famous kash of the Shani Sarayi on that mission. Why are women chayyav must to bring Bikurim? Bikurim is a mitzvah's essay shas by Grava. It's a time bound mitzvah. Why is it time bound? Time bound by what? What makes Bikurim? Anyone know?
First.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I have a next question.
What?
You can only bring it when?
From
Shavuos until Chanukah. You can read the parasha until something, then you can only bring it until Chanukah. Because Chanukah is ready. There's no fruit left out of the field. So the Gemara says after a pasuk shetove be'artzecha, only the zman shed besoch artzecha. The only time you can bring bikurim is only when the fruit is still basically out there on the trees, out there on the fields. By the winter time already, so all the true fruit is already gone from the fields. It's not as bad as the frekish and the akasha. Bikurim should be a classic mitzvah essay. Shazban grama. Everyone knows what Shazban says.
It's not zman.
In other words, it's not a halachic zman. It's an agricultural time. Right. It happens to be that the world of agriculture is that the fruit is only out from time X to time Y. It's not like a Yom Chol versus a Yom Shabbos, Aleph Tishrei versus the rest of the year, Tesbav Tishrei versus the rest of the year. Those are Zman Grubbers. Says the Shem Sai, when you're dealing with physical zmanim, it's just a reflection to some of the rules of nature. That's like what the zman grammar is. Zman grammar is the halachic zman, the famous Baruch Hashem Yisrael, he said this beginning. Who disagrees with the Shem Yisrael? Who must disagree with the Shem Yisrael, based on what we just said? But then Avram says that tzitzis is also not really a halachic zman. It's not a function of Yom Halayla. If it would be a function of Yom Halayla, if the Shkia, Ben Hashmash, she came with tzitzis, you can't make a bracha anymore. But then Avram says it's a function of Ru'iyah versus non-Ru'iyah. That's a physical rule. That's a rule of nature. That certain times of the day, the light is out, and certain times of the day, it's dark. And still, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, that women are exempt from tzitzis because it's Zman Grava. So if the Shegesai would be right, so then why in the world should tzitzis qualify as a Zman Grava? The Shegesai obviously must hold that you can't wear tzitzis Benesh Mosheh. The must obviously hold it's a function of Yom HaLayim. So there's an age of Achleikis, the Gedolei Yom, and I'm going to run the Shegesai. How do you define mitzvah as Zman Grava? You have a mitzvah that's limited to a certain time, but the source and the reason for that limitation emanates from a physical reality rather than a halachic reality.
The Magen Avraham would say that if you're inside, there has to be light.
If you're inside a room and you have candles on, it's the middle of the night, you should be chayiv in tzitzis.
So he really is masking the halachic zman.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Is that Magen Avraham L'Shita so by Kiddush Shavana too?
No, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Kibbutz, that's the next thing I was going to say. This is the Magen Avraham L'Shita. The Magen Avraham is a Kiddush, and the Siddin about Kiddush Shavana, the women are Pturos of Kiddush Shavana. Frek the Acharenim, what do you mean women are Pturos of Kiddush Shavana? It's a Zman Grava. You can only say Kiddush Shavana the first year of the month. Why can you only say it to the first year of the month? Because that's what the lunar cycle is. Because Baruch would have made the lunar cycle 50 days, you could have said it for 25 days. It's not that Halacha L'Shita have 15 days in a month. It's just that is the physical reality of the astronomy. So says the Magen Avraham, doesn't matter what it is. I don't care whether it's halachic zman, astronomical zman, physical zman, whatever it is. Tachlis, if it's a zman grav, it's a zman grav. So it's a rough stuff like this. How would the Magen Avraham answer Shabbatai? Question of Bikur. Another answer to that, Asher Bikur. So the bottom line is, the answer to that verse, the Magen Avraham is a big bichirish. You can make a bracha, a drum, and a question. Other bracha, and not so sure it's right. And therefore, the chachilu, we try to avoid this. And therefore, one should really try not to put on the talis gadol after shkia. Or if you're trying to show enough time to actually put on the talis gadol.
To answer the question on the Magen Avraham, can't we say that even bikurim, technically, if your plants are still in the field in the winter, you won't be able to bring them?
Okay, so that's already a loaded question about what the other possible permutation of the answer to that to the Shemisai's kasha is. It's a loaded question. Whether, how do you exactly define this Zman Bikur? It's not so simple. My offer, so the that I started in the middle of the winter, Tashi Fayesha, I go to Drasha, I started to speak about the bits of Bikur. Everyone was thinking about why I'm talking about Bikur. Eventually I connected it to Kras HaTov, and to Bidaka Yer Mashiach Lekecha, Chadoshim, the marriage, and a whole Shabbat Torah out of it. But I started out with Fagotov and Kuhn. People scratched their head, what's up, Kuhn? So then I explained why. I said, those who know the history of my life and myself dating, so will understand exactly what I'm talking about, Kuhn. I said, we met on our first date in Bariq HaShavuos. And we got engaged on Sukkot, and we got married on Chanukah. So what I'm talking about, Kuhn? Those are the three zman of the Bichus Bikurim. You start bringing Bikurim right into Shavuos. You can read the parasha until Sukkot, and then you have to stop bringing Bikurim Bechanukah. So the three zman of the Suyam have to be the three times in our dating career. So still put that in the right direction. Anyway, bottom line is, so there is a zman of Bikurim. According to the Shagasari, it's not a zman grama. According to the Rambam, it should be a zman grama. You have to figure out why. You have to learn Bikurim someday, figure out what the other answer to that question is. Okay, good. But I get back to the Spanish. So hopefully, Metz Hashem, today we're going to start the next sugya. I know some of you guys are already ahead, well ahead of us in the next sugya. We're going to try to plow through a little bit of that.